as a mother, I feel a sense of mission, a mission to safeguard the next generation, the future for the next generation, our children. And I do know that it's a huge step up from activism to politics. But, and many well-meaning friends have tried to dissuade me. But I am a fighter, and I'm not one to back down from a challenge. As a maritime lawyer, I've stood my ground in high-pressured and adversarial environments. And I do know deep down in my heart, to make a bigger difference, I need to step into the political arena. And I do believe in this, that the PAP truly cares for every Singaporean. And I've seen the party evolve to becoming more collaborative, more participative, and more listening to a diversity of voices. Our policies have served us well, but really not every situation fits policy. Some people generally just need a different leg up or maybe a personalized approach in solving their problems. The help does exist in the form of perhaps legal aid, clinics, medical health support, and financial aid. But the challenge, and the challenge is always has been to make the connection between the need and the help. And that's where I think the MP plays a very critical role, providing that last mile of coverage. It's not just about flagging issues outwards, but bridging the gap between policy and the people. And also, it's not just about the grand gestures. Sometimes it's about helping elderly residents apply for Medifund or connecting someone to respite services. And this is something that is very, very close to my heart. Because at the end of the day, policies are national. But trust, compassion, kindness, that's personal. And that's where I truly hope that I will be given a chance to make a difference if elected as your MP. I want to revive the Kampung spirit in Mountbatten.